Ook geen ik zoek waaks, get six months nog ben aan oxus te gooi. Nis doe ik ook, ik doe me dood doe. Hello, my relatives, I'm very glad to see you today. I am first one there. My name is Lisa Kroshu. Before we get started today, I want to give you background for today's podcast. I am not a fluent speaker of Siksikaitsipuksin. When listening to Siksikaitsipuksin, I understand most of what is spoken, not word for word, but I get the gist of what is being said. What I learned about Siksikaitsipuksin, I learned from my parents and grandparents, specifically my grandmother, a non-English speaker limited to single words or phrases like good girl or good boy. These family members taught me values and linked those to how I learned Siksikaitsipuksin. For this reason, I bring you a podcast that will attempt to link Siksikaitsipuksin with traditional values of our Siksikaitsitapi communities. It is my hope that by creating and sharing podcasts using Siksikaitsipuksin to describe our Nitsitapi values that our communities, but specifically our Siksikaitsitapi youth, will understand our traditional ways of knowing and learning. This podcast will start with an introduction of the Elder Knowledge Keeper, then move to a short language lesson of values-based words and phrases that you may hear during the storytelling segment. To conclude, the Elder Knowledge Keeper will reiterate the words and phrases and provide English translation as needed.
My name is Wallace Yellowface and my Blackfoot name is Chuck Skinner. I'm a guy since I come back, you know, not to cook since guys. It's a bit of skinny dance, guys. Can I change? I suck in a game of Kumakina. I'm a bundle. My Blackfoot name was Big Face Chief. And the old man that I knew him, and so he came into the house. They were talking to my parents, and what's this little boy's name? his Blackfoot name. And my mother told him, you never got an Indian name. Okay, well, I will give him a name. He's going to carry my name on. He was holding on the end of the bed. He drummed with his heels, bouncing on the end of the bed. He sang a song in Blackfoot. He said, my name is going to be Big Face Chief. He gave me his name. He's going to carry it on. He took me as a grandchild. He said, my grandchild will continue with me and my name on. There's a lot of disturbance in religion, and he was a medicine man. He healed people, and in his bundle, he had a moon-shaped, I think it was with rock, and a star. He had a little pelt, a gopher hide. When he's going to heal people and he sings his song, that thing just comes to life. Gophers comes to life and stands up. That star that searches for the sickness, the disease that he's going to, he throws down a guy's body and then finds the root of that disease or whatever. Well, I was disturbed by a religion and the Catholic at that time. I don't know. I can't just say, well, I could have picked it up, but he died shortly after he gave me that name. I remember his house was standing and died in the hospital.
Today our podcast will focus on the Siksikaitsitepi value of Espomotsuyop. The definition of this word, how it was traditionally learned, the language that embodies the value, and the actions one can take in their life to show the value will be addressed during this podcast. I have worked with Elder Sukskina to establish some of the words and phrases that he wanted to say. He had practiced these earlier and had asked for my assistance in explaining what the sentences meant. Today I'd like to welcome Elder Wallace Yellowface Sukskina, Big Face Chief. I can help you. I'm going to finish what I'm doing. I'm going to help someone that's living by themselves. I'm going to help that old lady. I'm going to help my grandfather. I'm going to interpret that old lady's question. I'm going to go on an adventure. I want to go play. I need to go to work. As Sukskina moves into their story, we want you to listen for these phrases throughout. At the end of this podcast, the Elder and Knowledge Keeper will repeat these phrases. The good thing about podcasts is that you can return and rewind the audio to listen, say aloud these phrases along with the Elder Knowledge Keeper. Let's set the scene for traditional Siksikaitsitepi storytelling. Agatapi Tsuniki, telling old stories, occurred at any time of the day when the situation presented itself. But it was most common that stories were told by the evening fires where families gathered together. Igatapi Tsiniki told of our cosmology, our connection to the universe, to the star people, the sun, the moon, of our ancestors who could traverse both worlds, to the gifts given Siksikaitsitepi, humans, animals, plants, songs, ceremonies, and to the values and protocols and traditional laws that Siksikaitsitapi people needed to live in a good way, Nitsitapiapi. Nitsitapiapi through Igatapi Tsiniki is an old way and required a strong yet gentle storyteller who would convey to the listener the value found in the story. In this podcast, we attempt to do the same for you, the listener.
Okay, Nick.
Way back in when I was a child, I recognized I can help. Help was a please that old guy or the mother or dad. Help him. I help out to bring the wood in. And water, not so much, because you spill it, you're just a small guy. And you really like that bread, so you got to have firewood to make that oven warm and everything. And the old people always were looked after this. You get them this tobacco, they roll their own cigarette. And they like telling their stories. Some are very interesting, but you have to finish what you're doing. And anyway, this is, you know, good books about passing. This is a tree, a key, a key, a creepy. This is a kiss that open a whiskey, see. Ah, what is it? Way back when I was young, I stepped into a little older age, and that help was there. And I was recognized it for a boy, yeah, I was a boy. And my family, I had some of his older sisters and older brothers. But I liked to play here and there, but there was not much of toys in my time. Christmas, yeah, there's some coming. And more you help out, you always told to help the older people. And that's where I recognized, and it was just in my growing up. And it came time building my age. I come older and older. Ogigini, it was about past year. The better be cynic. Agony of bite, it's quick. You know, what's gonna tap the top. I had a big jacksy. Baksakin, you don't want to go to Kanaksana, Kaksakin. The dog got it out, no sister. Then, dog could be big jack. Nan in a much in a maxi soup or nike pitak, your skitak so up you, not unlike it soup you. Okay, give me a dot of scooping on my knees so much that book and a tap soup on. We should be exhausted, smacked to do tap. It takes a walk, you and I could be dark. Understower. Opuuts taki kinuksa aman ja amatan sitä siipiä päiks. Kenno kouko? Eks ni tuu tuhpi näin? Eikä sinä siksi matsi noukina näin pitääkin. Niissä siis... Nuksitään puhutistakin näin minne, että siis täältä puhutsinaan, niin sitä siis mun muona. Aksemi mistä skiittää? Ennen kuin mä ajattelin, puhutsikin nukkitsin, niin pistät skiitaan, niin sen haaksin mistä skiitaan. Kuksi viapin on, mistä skiitaan. Ennen se jälkeen poppi kaikki, stoppi, kehitsui. Mistä skiitaan. Se itsestikin. Uks piapinuani. Kmi napinuani ja... Hagi distapinem. Oi, itse mistä skitan. Kenne edaks? Nenni tänni teki on akkas kohta. Minäkin pitääkin. Kasammaskis nuo tässä kohta eksymistä. Back in when I was younger. Well, I was old enough. I used to go down to this old lady lived little ways from us, neighbor. I think it's related to my dad. And she had no. She just had her. Just knew her by her Indian name. A lot of people like that. Just had a Blackfoot name. Her Blackfoot had two names. Moaning at the way at night, or else peanuts. Up on Steve. It was that old lady. And we used to go there to make sure she's got wood in the house. Oh, see her sitting on the floor. Them days, not much furniture in my time, all old. But she'll cook some bannock, put syrup on it. Everybody used to have those big syrup. A lot of syrup. And that was the sweets in them days. And there's no syrup. She dipped that bannock in sugar. It was a pay. And then I didn't charge her nothing, but she just thanked us for coming and bringing wood and chips, make sure she's got chips to start a fire, kindlings. I pitied that old lady, and you know, she was so kind, and I don't know what happened after we moved away to Timber. I never seen her anymore. I guess she passed on. But anyway, these are memories hard to forget when I was just a child. That's where my work began. Oh, kiss him up. What does she book about? I see you guys the poem. Anyway, sit up the skin of my soul. Can you die up, peep? Then what they cheap? So them quite cheap me. Won't work it to be with the middle. Tucked out me skin of my soul. Why not be works with the spoon again? yes, next month. Knot stapici. Zina gawanda wii kurut stapici. Nook fitu tisknema tsuko. Well, I wandered into an older age, and I understood Blackfoot, and I spoke English too, I understand. So I wasn't really stuck, and a lot of times the older people would want something, and the same thing with the English words. And I went to school. I wasn't stuck too much for talking, speaking, either side. And can you see books about Passivamo, Son of Kutsi? That's kind of much. So, can you say Tokumo, Pierre, not to Kaya, and is the Kuts? I was interpreting when I was in days, one cent would get you treat at the store. Money was worth it, not like today. Now they threw that penny away. But anyway, I interpreted some old, I remember an old lady in there, and so she got some meat and some other stuff. And I was interpreting her. I was just a young guy. I managed to go to the store. There's two stores in Rocket, and this old lady was, while I was shopping, and I was interpreting. So, she wanted a can of tomatoes. And she told me in Blackfoot, a can of tomatoes. And I didn't know what this. All I knew was those wild ferns with that little red berry on it. The name of it is Ikine. And I didn't know what is kind of get her. And she goes, Ikini! She said, nah, stop. Trying to think. Ikshapoko, sir. Red item in there, red, and they're in a can. Red can. God. So the storekeeper, put something in here, a can of something. Finally, they came up with this. That's the one. So anyway, thereon, I never ever forgot what ikinis are. That's tomato, a can of tomato. But anyway, when my dad was, we moved out to the timber limits, and adventure got, how sorry I did adventure. I go work with my dad, and I ride the big wagon, go to the log. Give me the lines, I want to drive the team. I just wanted to know how to drive horses, drive the team. going, turn, whoa, pull the team back. I kind of think I made a mistake. I was looking at it in my life that time. And I wanted to play a few times, and then I was just maybe about 10 and 11. And guys that lived the logging too. And my mother said, they come to see, can you come play with us? Well, he's got to go help his dad. I mean, in the bush when he's hooking up the logs. I'll hold him lines. Pretty soon I went a little too far and I told him, I can drive him to the landing. I'll pull the logs. I start driving them team. God, I made a mistake. I started logging when I was just a kid. I think it's going to be a day and day. Books about a bad city. It's a pretty stuff. Don't work him. Mä niin näitä ääksuksista, sitä aina miksi mun on kaumittaa. Mihko mukana kanssa, joka sekin mitä vaan minun makkaa minä. Suhti, kenen sitä saakit, miksi sitä saa kapskapata. Itä saa kapskapata sinä, niin mä se toutun vaan, missä sitä hukumata kiopin. Ja tääksin näin, miksi mun on kaumittaa. Tää aina vaan. Itä ääksuksista. Tämä on ollut tahkuttu. Tämäkin tahkukin näin, nyt se ei tahkukin. Sitten niskapatik, mitä se on pukki tahkukin näin, se on ollut tahkukin näin. Minä puhutaksin. Mä olen tahkuttu tahkukka, miksi sakmaa viiksin tahkukin. Tämä on nyt kerran, mä olen ikisesti noin. Haksan olisi pummoin niin on. Anyway, that adventure got me started to. I was a worker, and anyway, I tried to use it to. It was so much of books about Patsy. No, my niece just knows. Gets it to me, this is much to help me boarding school. My niece had support to you, LGBT. Niin sitä opimia. Kita kysti kummuttiin diskrinimaatsa. Sinne saa minun monesti opimia minun boarding school. Mä tääkis tuokin aina. Arakin kai taksi ikäkki. Mä tuopin aina uumi tääkäkki. Venni naapii diskrinimaatsa. Ne keksitit tuot diskrinimaatsa. Mä oon riikaakin maat. Tää tapsa. Mä oon kutsi uksti siipäät. Naks. Mä iskeni maat stoksini. Sen mukaan ei taapi kuukki siipäät. Aki iskeni nakastan nää siikaa puhutaksi. Siikkeeksi mä oon kutsi. Mä oon kutsi takaa nihpa. It's going to say, Titi Kukui, Piti, Sita Tsumu is going to die, Kuti, Tika Kawa, Asuki Nakis. Sita Pisata is the bad of you. How to make a socks for the Sans Kukatsu, Abisin, Takuti, Tika Kukui. Takuki, too much, that gets sucks if you stop. How to make a snasa too bad. That bad of you. I was, when I was young, I tried to use that hard work, what I knew, and I helped my dad. I took my older brother away from this boarding school and put him with these people that live right by the school, and he stayed in Rocket, and weekends he goes home. Us just once a month we'd go home. And I tell my dad, I help you, a worker. Yeah, we're gonna fix it for you. Don't have to stay at that boarding school. There's a school by Timber. I know that school, where it was. Let's see if we can get you to go to school there. Jeez, I was waiting for that day and it never came. And that's where I think I lost my thoughts of having an education. And there's a lot of other things I could tell you about these. That's depending on my hard work helping my dad, but it didn't bring me out of that boarding school. But anyway, I got some other stories, and I'll bring her up to this. We'll see what happens.
Thank you for sharing that wonderful story with our listeners. I want to thank Elder Sukskina for spending this time with us and hope it has been valuable to the listener. Not only have we had the privilege of spending time with Sukskina, learning Igatabi Tsiniki and Nitsitapiapi, we are also privileged to learn Siksikaitsi Posen, which helps enrich our lives, and may we be so honored to share these teachings with our children. I can help you. I'm going to finish what I'm doing. I'm going to help someone that's living by themselves. I'm going to help that old lady. I'm going to help my grandfather. I'm going to interpret that old lady's question. I'm going to go on an adventure. I want to go play. I need to go to work.